You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the relationship engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, it's me, Brianna. I had a wonderful evening. Thank you. I hope to see you soon. I also forgot to share my cell phone number and my office number. Here it is, 873-9282. Hi, it's Brianna. I'm at my office and had a quick moment. I was hoping you would call me yesterday. I'm looking forward to your call. It's 1111 and that's Angel's Wings. I made a wish and that is for you to call me. It's Brianna. Vincent, hello, are you there? Why haven't you called me back? I thought we had a nice time the other night and really want to speak with you. I don't want to assume that you're ignoring me, but I'm a little upset that you haven't gotten back to me. Get in touch with me when you can, if you'd still like to. Vincent, I'm getting worried about you. Is something wrong? Are you okay? Where are you? Vincent, it's Brianna. I'm beginning to feel ignored. Vincent, pick up, please. God, you men are all the same! Hi, Vincent. I'm very sorry about that last message. Hello, Vincent. It's Tuesday, 9 a.m. I'm back at the office. Hi, it's Brianna. I guess you're with someone else. Really, Vincent? I can't go on with a relationship like this any longer. Hey, Vincent. I apologize for that last message. Please call me. Hi, Vincent. Forget my last message. Don't bother calling me.
Welcome to 90 Day Soulmate with Lisette
and Jim.
And today we're talking about how to recognize red flags.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's you.
Where's the red flag? Who's got it? What's a red flag? You all know what red flags are, don't you? Something that seems off on a date or with a partner, with someone you meet. Or maybe you don't recognize them. Or maybe you do.
Maybe you be bland. You say, I don't want to see that because I am falling in love with this person.
Yeah. So you were talking about a story about like a friend who doesn't want to see the problems of the relationship. They want to see they want to be in the relationship. I think you mentioned that one of your friends, when they hit 29 years old or something, what happened?
30? Yes. She touched the 30 years old and she want to focus and I want to be married. So she started dating guys, and then it's a big red flag, but she don't want to see it because she believes it's the last chip, we call it, last boat.
Last chance to get on board the marriage boat.
Yeah.
Love. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the love boat. That's like 30, 40 years ago. Different show. I have my Captain Steubing haircut, though. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So how to recognize red flags. So in one of our books called 90 Day Soulmate, that's the story of love, which is Lisette's
and Jim
method on how to find your soulmate. We have a chapter that talks about the frog and the princess and the, what do you call it, an analogy or metaphor, or maybe it's an analogy, that the story is that, if we remember the story from when we were kids, that a princess goes and looks for a frog and keeps kissing frogs until the frog turns into a prince. Mm-hmm. And then she's got that, you know, prince, and she marries the prince and they're happily ever after.
Maybe but the next 2 weeks after wedding, she
2 weeks
found
later.
The frog sitting in the couch watching TV.
Yeah. So, and what's the reason for that, though? And I think we talk about the reason for that is that during the initial dating, sometimes people are so wanting to impress the other person that they show up for dates on time.
Mm-hmm. Never delay.
They dress nicely. Mm-hmm. They're polite. They do all the things that they need to do to try to start that romance, and they are acting like the prince or the princess at the beginning.
And then, by the time, become a real person. Maybe it's a fraud.
Yeah. So we are acting on our best behavior for those initial dates or when we're first meeting someone. Later on, we start slipping, and our real behaviors come out. And I'm going to pause it right there. Okay, we're back. And I apologize for that. We had our first caller of the day, and it was a frog I met 30 years ago. And they were taking issue with me. They were saying, no, you were the frog. I wasn't the frog. You were the frog. Yeah.
No,
so it wasn't. Yeah, we're going to keep this in because it's a show. Who cares, right? No, we do care. We care a lot. And the point of the frog, prince, princess, frog story is that we have red flags that we sometimes ignore and other red flags that are hidden from us in relationships. And what we're trying to understand is what's the difference between the ones we ignore versus the ones that are hidden, and how to get those red flags raised early on so it's not 15 messages on a phone later where you're going, oh.
Lose a little intense.
There's a little bit of a challenge here that I didn't know about. Why is Brianna calling me all these times? What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, the other story about the guy called me.
Oh.
Every time because...
Go ahead.
I want to miss him. This is my message back because... He tried to contact me every 20 minutes. So
this is a story about Lizette, actually a story, a real story about Lizette, which happens to be in, in the book While Victoria Dreams. The story is about Lizette. I'm sorry, Victoria.
Victoria. No,
not to be confused with Lizette. Meeting a gentleman who... she likes to a point where they're dating a little bit. And then Lizette goes on a trip.
Return to my home.
And what happens?
He calling in my phone almost every 20, 45 minutes to see how I am. I say, okay. And then again and again. So at the second day, I say, you know what? I can handle that.
So it's a mismatch of intensity.
Yeah, so this is a big red flag.
So I think one of the things we'll talk about later is somebody who wants to get into a physical or an emotional or a communication or some type of relationship immediately at high intensity right away. Is that a red flag or is that something you want to do?
But maybe it's a moment red flag for me because maybe I am the person that don't like to be controlled every 20 minutes. Maybe if there's somebody love having contact any 20 minutes, maybe it's not red flag, maybe it's green flag.
So a red flag for one person
can be green.
A green flag for someone else.
Yeah.
So would it be important to know what your red flags are and what your green flags are?
Yeah.
What red flags can become yellow flags, meaning what are those red flags that you're, I don't want that, but I'll accept it if they have these other flags.
Yeah, it's a way that how you know who you are and what you want.
That is very good. Very good to know. And going back to 90 Day Soulmate, and we keep pushing these books in front of you here because these were very important steps in our lives, in our growth together. 90 Day Soulmate, How We Met, the process of how we met, and then While Victoria Dreams, the book of the two lives and how they intertwine, the story based on the real story. Those two things are very important. The part about this book is that in order to figure out the red flags in your life, you need to actually understand yourself, which means do a little research in yourself, learn about what you like and what you dislike. A lot of times we are attracted to things automatically innately through evolution, which are things that are actually bad for us. But we recognize them as being something we're attracted to because for some reason we keep getting into those same bad relationships until something changes.
What happened with Brianna?
What happened with Brianna? That's in the book. But I think the intro where you saw Brianna leaving messages for the person and you just...
Vincent.
But in this little video clip here, the person listening to their messages who liked Brianna had a wonderful evening, a nice dinner, spent time with her. And at first, he hears her voice and he's quite happy that she called. But by the time she's left 10, 11, 12 messages of a roller coaster of emotions, he realizes something may be...
is wrong.
A red flag. Something may be wrong.
Yeah.
So how to get to the point of understanding and recognizing those things early on in a relationship and what you can do about it to also be clear about what your red flags are and what your green flags are. That's going to be our research topic for today. That's what we're going to look into. And we've got, I think, a couple of good research studies that talk about red flags, look generally at the general public, what they think are bad things that they'll recognize on a first, second, third date as a red flag that is a positively get out of this relationship. And we'll talk about it.
Right. So maybe why you create or you attract this kind of situation, because maybe you will be part of this red flag conspiracy.
Sure. And one of the things, one of the books we talk about or one of the papers we've read, we'll talk about, we sometimes recognize somebody at the beginning of a relationship, an attractive quality can become a quality that is not attractive long-term. So somebody who is very outgoing and, hey, let's do this and let's do that. And that may be something that we're attracted to. We don't know why, but it's so attractive. And then a few weeks, months later, it drives us totally crazy.
So I call the promotion time, you know, when you start to date, sometimes you are in promotion, so you try to say, yes, I like to running every afternoon 5 kilometers, and it's not true. So
only four kilometers.
It's okay, yeah.
So this is Lizette and Jim on Love Works, and I said that again.
In 90 Days
Soulmate. 90 Days Soulmate, the show Love Works. We make love work. The Engineers of Love will be back after this message. Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
Today we're talking about how to make love work by recognizing the red flags within relationships early on and understanding what they are for you. So we wanted to look into a little research on red flags.
So what did you found?
I found, do you think people experience red flags when they're dating?
Most, yeah.
So this was a study done with many, many individuals who had been people who were dating, and they were to report what are the red flags they found in relationships that they had been in or that they thought would be red flags if a certain behavior occurred. And there were many, I think it was something like 23 different red flags pointed out, but 18 turned out to be critical red flags in dating that people would say, if these things happened, I'd want to not continue dating that person. And the 18 red flags they talk about that are significant in occurrence and severity in order for people to say, hey, I want to stop this, are deviant behavior, such as alcohol abuse, criminality, drug use or dependency, violent or abusive, family and social systems, that they have a conflict with family or just general social systems. Immediate intimacy, saying that's where someone wants to become intimate very early on in a date. That was a red flag.
Really?
Emotional. Immediate intimacy, emotional versus immediate intimacy, physical. And I think we talked about that a little in our intro. Lacks financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
Lacks similarities. It could be demographic was one. Another would be attitudes, values, interests, and personality. That if there were differences, and it doesn't mean that their values were good or bad, or their personality was good or bad. It just meant that these
different
enough from how they are. Not compassionate. Treating a waiter poorly or other people poorly, or not seeing how people can get hurt by words or actions. Interest in other romantic options.
So more than one people in the play.
Hi, I know we're going out on a date, but I am dating other people right now because I want to see what's best for me. Is that okay with you?
Let me think.
What's another one? Previous partners and relationships. I guess it has to, this specifically right now doesn't talk about what that means, but I guess it is that if depending on the types of previous relationships, the number of previous relationships, that could be a red flag. Here's one. Not following contemporary courtship norms, meaning if you're not doing what other people do in the dating game, in the dating process, and you're going, oh, I'm going to do it my way, and it's something you're not used to, that was a red flag.
It can be unique.
Violation of traditional gender roles, masculine and or feminine. And it was very interesting. The study showed that men were highly unlikely to even mention it, that a woman was acting more masculine or feminine, but the woman was more likely to mention that a man acting more masculine or feminine than traditional was a red flag to them. So we wanted to discuss that we discussed it actually ourselves, going, why does that, why is there a difference? And there are differences in how people perceive things. What else did we have here? Oh, here we go. This was interesting. So would men or women more likely rate the lack of financial ability as a negative? Would women or men see lack of financial stability as a red flag?
I guess the woman is
So there are two things. One is the severity. Women saw that as a higher severity, and they also mentioned it more frequently than the men did in this study. That they experienced it more, and it was more severe of a problem for them. And that may be because of society, and that women are not yet on equal pay scales all across the board as men. So there might be a higher reliance on the man to provide, or it could be that women are a little bit more making sure that the man is responsible and men are...
And how did these statistics?
These are statistics. We don't know. We're reading into this. But it's funny. If I look at this study and I say the difference is men see red flags and ignore a lot of them because they just want to find a woman. And so there's a lot like, oh, financially, I don't care either way. Emotionally, I can look over things. I just want to have a date. And I think we were talking earlier about your friend when she reached the age of 30, and she overlooked many of these red flags. And we'll talk about why. Who would rate more highly the rapid attempt at physical relationship as a red flag? Would a woman or a man rank that as a red flag?
I don't know.
You don't know. So, again, women rank rapid physical intimacy or rapid emotional intimacy as a red flag more often and more severe than the men did in this study. Half the women mentioned that a rapid attempt at a physical relationship was a red flag to them. What else do we see here? Oh, the lacking of similarities. So not matching in the areas of values, interests, personality, compassion.
So what happened with the theory? The opposite is attraction.
Opposites attract. Mm-hmm. I think we talk about that in 90 Day Soulmate a little bit. People who are similar to us, we may not notice because they don't stand out. But somebody who is acting differently than us becomes noticed. And we're like, oh, what's that? And we see it. And I think for me, early on in my dating career,
mm-hmm. I know that, more in this
thing. That opposites were something that made me curious. Oh, they're this way. That's interesting. And you would try to understand and try to connect, where somebody who was considered your friend, and you remember this from maybe early on, is it was like if you had a friend, they were your friend. You wouldn't date your friend. In fact, you didn't want to, like the people you dated, you didn't want to get to know like your friends. And dating a friend would ruin the friendship. Mm-hmm. So people who were different from your friends or the people that you were normally felt comfortable with were people, you know, for me, that would stand out. Oh, they're different. I don't know. So what happens when the opposite attracts? Is that a short-term thing? And then those opposite traits become red flags later?
Yeah, it's some area can be attractive or positive, but other area, I believe not, because when I see people have different religion or different politic party, sometimes it's problem versus attraction. So.
Okay, I can agree there. So here was another one, was sense of humor was a red flag. And so when I was reading this study, I was going, how is sense of humor a red flag? Everyone should have a sense of humor. And it wasn't that someone having a sense of humor. It was a different sense of humor. It was also similar to, say, vulgarity. Somebody who cursed or was there are different behaviors that if they were dissimilar to your behaviors would be a red flag. And if the humor they liked was different than the type of humor you liked, that became a red flag. They like puns. I like Rapunzel.
The good part, I don't understand.
So there were attitudes and beliefs such as homophobic, racist, and sexist. And those across the board were not good traits, and they were red flags. At the same time, there were a high level of respondents who said they had many relationships where that was not an issue. So it was seldom an issue and seldom encountered by many of the people in this survey for the people they dated. And I think I highlighted down here later on in the study some of the highest red flags. So what do you think was one of the highest red flags? And I'm going to give you a couple examples here as I can get to the right page. Here we go. So would appearance, hygiene, arrogance, or lying dishonesty be the number one reported red flag?
I guess the lying.
Hygiene.
Oh, really?
Hygiene. Hygiene being brush your teeth, comb your hair, smell decent. That was the number one thing. It was just a little bit higher than arrogance and lying. These were all very high, of course, and appearance. So there were certain things, and I think the things that appearance, hygiene on physical traits, and as far as personality traits and behaviors, it was lying and arrogance, which were the highest red flags for most people. And maybe that is the number one flags for most people, at least in this study, it had been. We'll keep going here. So, relationship red flags are a serious issue. The study goes on to talk about the best and worst approaches for handling red flags. Mm. What would be a good way of handling a red flag?
I guess has to be open and honest with the person and explain, is red flag for me, this situation.
So you are absolutely correct. That's what the study showed, that everyone agreed that being open and honest about red flags was the best way of handling a relationship red flag. However, although everyone agreed that that was the best way of handling it, most people addressed red flags in relationships by ghosting or stopping contact with the other person and not addressing it.
Yeah, some people maybe believe is hurt the feeling of the other person. I don't say nothing. They prefer not answer the message and avoid and maybe ignore.
No confrontation. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to have contact. But what was interesting, the same respondents who said that also said, but if there was something wrong with me, I wish the other person would honestly tell me that it was my sense of humor. Don't tell me it's my hygiene, though.
Oops. Oop.
So that was one. The other was ignoring. Is ignoring the red flag a good thing?
This is depend of the what is the people looking for. I say, remember the histories of my friend. She really focus and have a relationship, so she forgive some red flag the second and the and then when you go through the relationship, maybe you fall in love and the people is more difficult to live in.
Ah, that's a good point. So if you ignore some and you get deeper into the relationship, it's too late. And that was one of the answers of the study as well. So that's a good answer. Hey, wait, this study is by Lizette. No. So another thing about it was that sometimes people weigh the red flag. Well, that one's not so severe, so I'll let that one go. And the other is, there are so many good traits. The person has so many good qualities that those will outweigh those couple of red flags. And that allows them to make an excuse as to why that red flag, in this case, we can ignore.
Yeah, and also the one history about myself, when I started dating a guy, and then the guy, I was so young, maybe 20 years old. And then he have girlfriend. Mm. So I start to be like the friend and they feel the competition with who stay with the guy.
Okay.
So this kind of challenge sometimes the people have based upon the thinking and say, hey, why I am in one relationship with some person they have girlfriend. So this is wrong. Okay. And this is a really red flag.
So in our previous show, we talked about how different emotions could be transferred into different emotions. And what I mean by that is There was the study that they did on the very scary bridge where a attractive woman would give men questionnaires, and on the weak, scary bridge, the men who answered the questionnaire were more attracted to the female question giver than on another bridge where it was a sturdy, steady bridge and there was nothing to be afraid of. So fear turning into arousal or attraction. So in this type of thing, is the competitive nature of, oh, I'm competing with this other person, now I'm more attracted to the person who I want to have as my partner just because of the competitive nature. And if that competition wasn't there, you wouldn't be as attracted. Is that possible?
Yes, maybe it's possible. And the bad part of this competition, maybe you have the trophy, and a few years later after that, somebody competed with you. And you have the sin and the person allowed to be part of this game.
So is the person who is allowing the competition to happen, your target, your goal, your trophy, is that person also emotionally
excited
by the competition? Oh, two people are
interesting on me. Wow.
So I need this in my life. I need this competition from multiple people who are interested in order for me to feel attracted.
The ego.
So sometimes do we, one, get into competition because we are more excited to be in the competition, but by doing that in order to get into a relationship, has the person we just got into that relationship with also trained themselves to want to continue to be in that competitive game?
Yeah.
Meaning, I need to have people competing for me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's unconscious, so the person maybe is not realized, but acting like that and feel love like that. This is all the way that you feel, oh, I feel some attraction or love with this person because you are in the game.
So emotional transfer into a state of excitement, arousal, attraction, where we are taking one emotion and it's creating something that's not real, in absence of this emotion. Another
red
flag. Mm-hmm. Another, and I think we'll talk about this later as well, is the fear that they're going to lose the relationship, and they don't want to lose the relationship, and that fear is turning into attraction for the person. This is, they're desperate to have a developing relationship. They're desperate to develop the relationship no matter what. So the red flags are going to be ignored.
When you believe, no, after we living together, I fix you. That is bad.
So one of the things that Brianna left as a message on Vincent's. Well, the guy in the video's name was Victor, but the video, just before. Okay, Vincent's. In Vincent's, Brianna left on Vincent's answering machine was, you men are all the same. So the question I have for you is, if you believe that all men are the same, and you see a red flag in a relationship, do you think it's normal, and therefore you ignore it?
In what way you ask, to her or to him?
Well, to somebody who thinks, all men are this way.
Mm-hmm. So dating a woman.
Well, there we've solved it. Well, thank you for coming to our show.
Sorry.
Well, that's why I chose to date you.
Okay. Yeah.
No, what I meant by that question is, if you believe all people are the same, therefore, all red flags that are in this relationship, you're going to have in any relationship. So why not figure out how to make this relationship work? Okay. That's a theory. But the other theory is that going back to opposites attracting, or we being attracted to a similar relationship or person that we've dated in the past, because that's what we think a relationship is. Mm-hmm. So if we've had a bad relationship, there's a whole bunch of programming in our mind of this is a relationship, this is how I feel in the relationship, the good and the bad. And when there's somebody else who has a similar personality shows up, I recognize them as, oh, here's a potential somebody that I can date. And again, somebody who would be similar to us who may not push those buttons, we may not recognize.
And also, they remind me, I have a friend that she told me that always in the past, she be attracted with the cheating guy. And she don't know why. So now that she's old, she say, and she recognized that she dating in the past a person really respectful, good person, honest,
mm-hmm.
loyalty. She don't feel attraction. So
so part of the game. Well, we talked about the game.
Yeah.
That the fear of losing somebody makes you love them more.
Yeah, and you feel attraction. So you see the guy, they come in open, honest, good guy. Oh, it's so boring.
Boring.
What I dating the perfect guy. No, I like the dirty one.
I want to date somebody I hate so much that I love them. Yeah. I'm so angry that I'm so attracted. Yeah. And
so at the moment that she right now is old and she say now I recognize that she's dating right now a good guy. Is honest, is open, is serious. So she say it's because she understand that she removed the program, the old program, how it's attraction for the wrong person. It's because she recognized the problem is her, not the old guys is the same.
Got it. And with that, that's our middle section of 90 Day Soulmate, how to recognize red flags, what are red flags, and we'll be right back after this message. Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
That's me.
Jimmy.
So, what's opposite about us?
We have some areas. For example, I am really a step-by-step person. Really go, if I have to go this way, I go in the line, a straight line. So, in your case, you are a little moving like that.
Okay.
To go to one point.
Okay, so is that's quote, if we call that opposite personality, one's more concrete, the other one's more fluid in how we make decisions, how we accomplish things or get things done. Lizette may start working on a project 3 weeks before it's due, and I'll be looking at it for the first time the day before it's due.
Oh, 20 minutes before.
Or 20 minutes. Or as we're doing our show, you know, we'll be doing that. But I think we both see the benefit of those opposite personality traits in our relationship, where Lizette's structured and organized way of achieving things helps keep me on track. Wow.
And you try to, when you fluid in different way, you cut more information because you're really searching in this corner and the other corner versus in the straight line, I may be missing a lot of information.
So if there's opposite personality traits that can be beneficial to us together in the relationship, then in that sense, opposites can attract. They can support each other.
Complement.
Yeah,
complement. And also, is sometimes we need to value the difference. So the human being typical reject with somebody's different of you. Can be for culture, or color, skin, or whatever. You say, oh, it's different. I don't want to be. So if you start to value the different, it's make a more complement and make the planet more enjoyable. So is the way that you be focused on the different and see the positive in the different versus the see the different is negative.
Okay. That's good to start. So we have some notes from earlier. When we started this show, we put some notes together before we did. And let's see if we've covered these things. So number one, why could we be missing red flags or ignoring them? And I think we talk about this first one here, which we talked about already. Again, you find yourself competing for the attention of somebody, competing with other people for that person's attention.
Okay, so if you believe that you are in competition or you're really looking for a good relationship.
So that might be an internal red flag. It shouldn't be, it's not a red flag of the other person. It could be your own red flag that you feel you're competing for that person's attention. That's potentially a toxic type of relationship that you're competing and you're afraid that any moment in time you're going to lose that relationship. I started a relationship that way where I was, I don't know if the word's frenetic. I was very worried that I wasn't going to be able to begin to date somebody because they also were having conversations with another person that they were talking about dating. And so it became a competition to date the person. And instead of being able to focus on just the communication with the person, it was back of your mind is I've got to continue this because I don't want to lose. You're afraid to lose the relationship, which pushes you forward in the relationship, whether or not the relationship's actually a match.
Yeah.
So that's when you want to win, mm-hmm. or you don't want to lose. Could be
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you lose, you win.
Lonely and desperately want to be in love. You're lonely and you desperately want to be in love, which
happens many times.
People don't like to be by themselves. They want to be with other people. That's why some people get a pet. No, I'm teasing about that. I don't want you to get a pet. But we talked about something early on, and this goes back 10 years ago, is that to find somebody compatible with you, you first need to know what you like and what you dislike and do the things you like to do. And you'll find people doing those things who like to do them also. And those might be good people to develop relationships with. You know, if you like taking photographs and you join a photography club, look at that. If it's a really strong hobby of yours.
Yeah, and also when some people ask me about, okay, I have my list of stuff they want to share with the person they want to find, but fine. But the point is, which one I can agree can be different.
Okay.
So thinking if you have 10 items and maybe 2 is not much, how much you can live with this? Okay, you can handle, you can live with it, or you say this is for me because my value, my belief, my mind, my personality no agree. So some people say, for example, the fidelity or the lie. So some topic that you cannot put in the question, but maybe other people say yes, I can live with that. I prefer the people want clean, organized. This is the more value, clean, organized is for others. So it depends on the person.
So is hygiene high on your list?
Mm-hmm.
Is lying high on your list? It's probably high on your list of red flags that you want to have, and someone who's not lying and somebody who has a good appearance and takes care of themselves and smells okay. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
We talked about opposites attracting, and we went through how there are opposite traits that can complement each other. And in a relationship, those things, if you're saying, I would like this as, if you analyze yourself and where you are in your life and you'd say, you know what, I could really stand to be better in these areas. I want to do these things. I could use this type of partner. And then you have an opposite trait in something that you think would be beneficial to you. And you could say, my trait, which would be opposite to their trait, would be beneficial to them. And if you both see that, then it may be an opposite trait, but it is the same goal. And I think that's one thing that we were having a conversation with earlier and we couldn't really put our finger on, is when is opposite personality trait, hobbies, anything, something that really should be something that attracts. And it's when you have a common goal, though those opposite personalities or talents work together and can better achieve that goal. So it's not really an opposite, it's just a different way of doing something, but to achieve something you both want to achieve. And if you look at it this way, then you're not looking at someone who's opposite, but you're looking at somebody who's moving with you towards a goal and has additional talents, background, language skills, communication skills, organizational skills that you don't have or that you have that you can help them with, and you allow them to use their creativity so you can work together to achieve that goal.
That's right.
That's right.
Number four.
Oh, so we talked about that already, challenge game. What did this have to do with here? Oh, this was an interesting one. We talk about what personality traits and beliefs and values someone has that we can live with and others that we can't. And we were talking about reincarnation. Do you believe in reincarnation? Someone else has or doesn't have that belief. And we were joking about, well, I believe in Bigfoot. Well, I don't know if I believe in Bigfoot, but I want to see a Bigfoot. One day I want Bigfoot to come out of the woods and say, here I am. Do I believe they exist? Oh, you know, I guess in reality I go, now, I don't think so because you would have seen them already, but I hope they do.
Okay, and I respect your belief.
You know, like aliens, like, do aliens exist? Well, you know, this universe is huge. You would hope they do, but in our lifetime, we just haven't seen them, have we?
No evidence yet.
Or have we? Toxic topics.
Okay, what is that?
Toxic topics. Some things that are so much, there's so much, what is it called? There's so much emotion tied into them that these are topics you don't want to talk about, or you have to decide if somebody has a different opinion in these areas, do you want to continue the relationship or do you want to just ignore them? What's one of them?
Politics.
You know, we talk about in business, so you don't talk to customers and clients and other people in your company about politics or religion because...
But this is a smart decision because it's respect the belief of everyone and have discussion in this topic, you know, change the planet.
Immense.
And also you label the person because the person believe different of you. So you start to be different with the person because this person is a different religion or a different political party.
So in this case, sometimes in business relationships, these are the things we have to decide. These are the red flags that we say, let's ignore, because there is so much more good that we can do together in these other areas, and that maybe we'll get to understand each other, and maybe we'll be able to utilize the value that we have in all these other areas, and then maybe someday we'll all come together and say, you know what, we really do agree on the basic core things and where we want to go together, even though we have separate beliefs. And finally, how do we avoid red flags?
This is a good question.
What's a good way to avoid red flags? And I'm going to bring this thing up again. The reason we call our show 90 Day Soulmate is because of this book, 90 Day Soulmate. But in here, there's a good way to help avoid red flags. And is to analyze yourself. There's some checklists and questionnaires in here which help you to determine who you are, what your personality is, what you believe, what your likes are, what your dislikes are. And when you really are clear in these things and you associate yourself with those things, then it's much more likely that you'll find people who have those same similarities which would then be less red flags because you'd be matching on so many different levels, such as Lizette and I are.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, we want to say thank you for listening to and watching our show, 90 Day Soulmate, with Lizette.
And Jim.
And we will talk to you next week, and hopefully you'll be able to better address red flags, what you should do about them, and what you shouldn't do about them. Have a great week.
You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the relationship engineers, Jim Golnick and Lizette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.